Welcome to my podcast, Tricks of the Trademark. This is Eric Pelton with another podcast episode in which I share advice and experience based on my 20 years of working with clients around the world to protect and strengthen their brands. Every year on behalf of clients, I file several hundred applications for trademark registration with the USPTO. Inevitably, a fair amount of those go through a suspension phase at some point. And of course, clients are eager to get a resolution, get a registration or approval for their application. But a suspension can be a sometimes lengthy and often frustrating part of the process that happens not infrequently. So what is a suspension by the USPTO? What it means is that the application is being basically put on hold or shelved for an indefinite amount of time until the applications that are cited in the suspension notice work their way out. And what I mean by that is that there are earlier filed applications that may be a conflict that are still pending through the application process. And since they are earlier filed, they have a potential bearing on the particular suspended application. And the USPTO generally will not make a ruling on whether or not there is an actual conflict or lack of conflict with these potential conflicting applications until they reach a final status of being either registered or being abandoned. So it is possible to respond to a suspension notice, but it is not likely to succeed, regardless of the facts or the merits. The suspension is simply a way that the USPTO, in essence, kicks the can down the road, puts things on ice or on the shelf, as I said, until those earlier applications become finalized. So they don't have to make a final decision on your application or on the suspended application until there's a reason to, because the earlier applications are resolved. So I know this is all a bit technical and a bit complicated, but there's a few important things that you need to know if you have an application that's been suspended. Number one is you're going to be waiting. It could be a period of months. It could even be a period of years. If the underlying applications are involved in litigations or dispute, they can take years to reach a final status. So it is important to track those applications. Of course, if you're working with counsel, hopefully they have a mechanism for tracking those underlying applications. If you're not, you want to use some sort of docketing software or free program. I have one available called SoftTMware, SoftTMware.com, that will track the status for you. So you would get an update as soon as one of those applications becomes registered or becomes abandoned or gets approved or has a change in status. And finally, the most important one is if there's a potential dispute with one of those applications, you need to consult with counsel and decide how that affects your mark, how that might affect your application and your mark long term, whether you need to consider contacting the other applicant, maybe a cease and desist letter or some other issue, or whether maybe you need to consider changing your mark because there's an issue that you can't control. So those are the key things to review and consider if you have a trademark application that has been suspended. Of course, if you have one and you want more information, contact me. Happy to discuss how we can get involved and help monitor and work on the status of the application. You've been listening to Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. I've been making trademarks bloom since 1999. For more information about my trademark services, visit my website at ericpelton.com. Thanks for listening.